Yeah.
Oh, I know. And it goes, you can hear yourself talking in the
Yeah,
background.
you can hear yourself
We
talking.
love
It's like,
that. We have it happens to us all the time.
yeah, making sure that the audio is correct. That's there. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Faith and Fandom Feedback Friday. Because I like alliteration.
Like Fantastic Four, Feedback Friday.
yes, to throw them all in there. Here with Todd Turner of Mosaic Fan Art, because I am at Todd's house in Kentucky. And we are here for Lexington, or I'm here for Lexington's Comic Con. He's here because he lives here.
I'm here for that too.
Let's see, and there's the part where we hear ourselves.
It's the best.
We're going to talk some news real quick before we head out to day two of Lexington Comic Con.
Day one and a half.
Day one and a
But
half. Yeah, fair. It was a monument to get here, dude.
it was. So it feels like day
Hill
three
and Dale and
in over the pouring rain.
Hill and Dale and Chippendale. First up on news, Akira Toriyama passed away
Yes, we talked about that last time.
yesterday. The creator of Dragon Ball Z and a lot of other important, just I don't know, anime culture in general. I was telling you, I feel like that's going to tie into the having a lot of the voice actors here this
At the
weekend.
con,
Yeah.
I wonder how that's going to happen. Like with the fans or, and with them themselves.
I have a strong feeling that like Sabat and Sonny Strait and those guys, they're going to end up doing some kind of tribute.
Gotcha.
I bet that becomes a panel.
It would be smart. I mean, that would be wise.
Yeah.
I would think so.
I would think that'll become a panel, but this makes it that One Piece now is one of the is the not only is it already the longest running, but like Dragon Ball had been running longer than One Piece, just chronologically. But now One Piece is the one still going because they were just starting a new Dragon Ball Z anime.
Yeah, because we need 7,000 more episodes.
I mean, a lot of people would say
I
yes.
like the story's good, so I'll go with it. Get it done.
Rooster Teeth is shutting down after 20 years. Do you know what Rooster
I
Teeth is?
do. I believe it or not, for an old fart like me, I do have a clue what Rooster Teeth is, thanks to Daughters.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. I only know Rooster Teeth is Red versus Blue. I don't know any of the rest of their content.
Well, that's pretty much it. That's my what my daughter what yeah,
Yeah.
that's it.
There's people that have that love original content, and I want to say that that anime slash cartoon comic Ruby art,
Yeah, right.
that's them.
Correct. And they did like a big crossover with DC a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the only reason I know it, because my daughter collected those books. Well, her fiance at the time got them
Yeah.
because she loved Ruby.
Dune 2, like you haven't seen Dune 2 yet.
No. However, I have a feeling when all my kids get in here that they're going to want to go to a late show on Saturday to see Dune, which would be 4 hours long. And then there's a time change. So we'll see how that goes.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the movie Fanboys?
No.
Okay. The movie Fanboys is based on a true story of a kid who was dying, and so he tried to break into
Oh, yeah.
Skywalker Ranch.
Yes. Okay. Do I know the premise?
Okay. Well, fast forward, they did that again for Force Awakens. Another person
Tried
was
to do it again.
not tried to break it. They just straight up contacted him and says, "Will you let us see it? I'm going to pass."
Oh, wow.
A elderly man in Canada got the director of Dune 2's personal laptop.
Denis Villeneuve.
Yeah, I can't. I'm not trying that.
Wait, how did, like, he stole his laptop? They gave it to him.
Before the movie was out, Denis sent his laptop with his assistant
Oh, there.
all the way to Canada because the dude wasn't, he
Oh,
couldn't travel at all.
yeah.
And they were going to fly him out to like the premiere or
Right,
something,
but it
but
couldn't do it.
he wasn't going to make it.
Oh,
So they flew
man.
the dude out with his assistant there, signed all the NDAs, and the guy watched it, and he and not that this is humorous, just how life is, he fell asleep
And passed.
and passed
Oh, wow.
before it finished. Now,
It's a long movie.
that
Sorry.
thought, I had that thought. I
Sorry.
wasn't gonna make it, but okay.
Sorry.
But He passed doing something he was really excited about, and that was a rare opportunity.
I love that, honestly.
And so, also you don't see how the story ends, but you're also not kept waiting.
Yeah.
And I think that's pretty fantastic with that.
Wow.
Did you ever, you're not a gamer, but like, are you familiar with Fallout?
Fallout. I am familiar with Fallout. Now that's the one that's coming out on Prime, correct? Yeah, I've watched the trailer and I'm familiar with the premise.
I love Walter Coggins.
Oh yeah. Well, there you go. Justified. You're in Kentucky.
I'm in Kentucky. Amazon was one of the first streaming series to do their stuff where they actually done it week by week. And now Netflix is kind of like, in some
Oh.
areas, they're doing animes like that. Amazon's dropping all of it at once.
Really?
So all of Fallout will drop on April
That's crazy because Reacher they did week at a
11th.
time. Mr. and Mrs. Smith on Prime one at a time.
Did
Oh,
they?
wait.
I think I watched all of that at once.
Did they? Maybe they did. Maybe I'm just so
I
late.
might have been behind
I'm
though.
late to the game, so, but that's cr well, there you
It's like
go.
they're like, you want to dance? We'll dance.
Binge, binge, binge.
Well, and that's
Will you
two.
watch it?
I think it runs into the problem though that if it's 11 or however many episodes there are and it starts in April, you run into summer months
Yeah.
and you would lose your audience by the time you got to,
The summertime. They're like, we're at the beach.
yeah, we're at the beach, we're at Memorial Day, whatever.
Forget that noise.
Let's see. Do you know who Jake Paul is?
Talk about it. I
Logan
probably don't. Oh,
Paul's other brother.
okay.
He has a officially sanctioned and scheduled fight to fight Mike Tyson.
Why?
Guess fame.
That's like Screech fighting the guy off of Welcome Back, Carter. Rorschach. I mean, that's not good. That can't be good.
It's going to be on July 26, and it's hosted by Netflix in their first boxing event.
Oh my gosh.
And
Who's going to
so,
lose an ear on that one? It's terrible. Oh well.
Inside Out 2 dropped a trailer,
Yeah.
introducing new emotions,
New
envy.
ones.
New,
Yes.
there's because Riley's a teenager, she gets a whole brand new
I love it
set.
because in the first trailer, anxiety shows up with all these suitcases. Like, I brought all my baggage. And I was like, oh, wow. Anxiety and baggage.
So you're going to get anxiety, you're going to get envy, boredom, embarrassment, and it's basically from what I saw from the trailer that the new emotions are going to try to replace all the old ones.
Yeah, I don't, that's sad.
I didn't hate Inside Out. I did not enjoy watching it.
My wife is a therapist and a play therapist at that. And Inside Out has helped her with her clients, like especially young kids, being able to express their emotions because that's one thing that happens with little kids is that they are unable to express how they feel. So what happens is she uses play to try to get them to express their emotions. And so Inside Out was a big help, especially the dolls and everything. And it's amazing.
I just don't like how it made me feel.
I know. I didn't either. It
As a
was
parent, I was
in
like,
the little made up
Bing
thing.
Bong?
Oh, say it isn't so, Bing
No,
Bong.
Bing Bong broke my, or the whole thing broke my heart. And
It,
just being a dad of three girls, I'm like, I hate all of this.
yeah.
Spider-Man 2's video game finally dropped its patch that included new costumes, a new game plus, added content and stuff. But it also opened up a developer menu it wasn't supposed to.
Oh, so now we can have Ben Riley show
Well,
up. Sorry.
you can make a shot at it, but what it's doing is it's corrupting your saves.
Oh, no.
So if you accidentally access the developer menu, it's going to kill your saves.
That's horrible.
So be cautious,
Another reason why I don't play games.
swing carefully.
Swing cares. Thwip.
Thwip.
Keep thwipping.
Keep flipping. So that is coming. Pokemon Scarlet and Violet was one of the last major Pokemon branches to come out.
They're gonna run out of colors.
Nah, well, then they'll start doing shapes. It'll be like Pokemon Rubik's.
Hexagon.
Pokemon, watch.
And
Mark the date and time.
they'll fight in a hexagon. It'll be just like MMA, but it'll be Pokemon.
Tristan, hey brother, good to hear from you. Josh, hey man. Pokemon Scarlet and Violet was one of the last major ones. They've got like the next one is called Z to A,
Okay.
but one of the Pokemon turns into a motorcycle in the last game.
Why a motorcycle?
It was from the future, and it kind of developed. Who knows?
In future, we turn into motorcycles.
Well, they had one Pokemon from the past and one from the future. One was just a dragon you rode on, and one turned into a hover bike, basically.
I'd rather have a motorcycle.
Yeah. With that, Toyota has officially partnered with Pokemon to turn that Pokemon motorcycle that actually looks like a Pokemon
Really?
into a real motorcycle.
That's crazy.
It's called a Miraidon or Miraidon, and they're making it an official Toyota motorcycle.
Wow. Did you talk about the McDonald's thing?
Yeah, the anime and
Yeah,
everything.
McDonald's. Okay, I didn't talk about that.
McDonald's, yeah. It's bananas.
Well, they put out an anime every week, a little anime short. It's crazy every week.
That is
Anyway.
nuts. And let's see, Avatar, have you watched Avatar at
Which
all? The live
Avatar?
action. The
Blue people
no,
or yeah,
Airbenders.
I started the first episode.
Okay. So Daniel Dae Kim, who plays Fire Lord Ozai in it, I knew him as Lee from or Jet from Lost.
Oh, okay.
He plays Fire Lord Ozai in it. He Zoom meetinged all of the cast yesterday or the day before. Time is wonky right now. He Zoom meeting all of the cast and said, I Netflix asked me to come bring you this you personally. I can't announce to you that there's going to be a second season.
Yeah, they're not going to, I bet.
He said, I'm announcing there's going to be season two and three.
Oh, are
Boom.
you serious?
Serious.
So they didn't get the Cowboy Bebop
They
treatment.
didn't get the Cowboy Bebop treatment. And well, it's the thing. One Piece will go on forever, and they're going to keep pursuing One Piece for a while, but they know they can finish all of
I
Avatar.
loved One Piece.
One Piece was great.
Yeah.
Two, yes, Josh, we are getting two and three, and I highly recommend watching the video of Daniel Dae Kim announcing this because he straight Rick rolls these kids so hard.
Oh man.
Like you can see like Aang trying to look like he's not bursting into tears, and Azula is
Because
like
he's so young.
And Azula's wiping her tears away,
Oh,
and then
wow.
they're like, "It's season two and three," and they're like, and Iroh just goes, "Heart."
Like Uncle Iroh should.
But season two and three will come. And the only thing that was a big problem, and not major spoilers, but season one or book one of Avatar is supposed to be Aang learning waterbending. He
Gotcha.
doesn't do that.
None, huh?
Like he watches Katara learn for 3 seconds and then kind of fast forwards. But I enjoyed it. And that's gonna come season two and three. Also a new series. Do you know The Gentlemen? It was a Guy Ritchie movie.
Yes.
The Netflix series of it dropped,
Oh,
which
okay.
is a continuation.
I would like that.
Yeah, it's already out on Netflix. Season that's all dropped, so that's pretty cool. And let's see. The Barbie movie, Best Original Song, I'm Just Ken, is nominated for an Academy Award. They're going to perform it at the Academy Awards.
Is Ryan going to be there?
Yeah, he's
He's got you, girl.
he's performing it, but they're performing it with 65 other men.
Oh, what is this like a repeat of Will the Real Slim Shady Please Stand Up? Like when Eminem came in with like
The whole army.
the whole army.
So, they're going to be
This whole bunch
performing.
of Kens. That's cool.
They're going to be performing it there with 65 singers and dancers, and it makes it the largest or very tied for the largest
Okay.
best original song
So if they
performance.
have the guys that showed up in the movie, that would be fun. Like the dude who was
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Shang Chi, sorry.
Yeah.
And
Well, and the other guy's the doctor.
yeah,
Yeah.
that would be fun if they just showed up in it.
And the other guy's Bob Marley. I mean, there's a whole,
Yeah, that's
like,
crazy.
whole mess in that cast, but they're going to be performing that, and it's one of the largest best original performances ever. I'm a big Outkast fan.
I
Like,
know, yeah.
yeah. There was a mini Outkast reunion this week.
Where?
Atlanta.
Oh, wow.
Big Boy showed up to Andre 3000's flute concert.
Flute concert.
Andre 3000 put out an album last year or the
And
beginning of this
didn't
year.
I know he was a flautist?
It's an entire flute album.
Like Jethro Tull, watch out.
Yes, it's exactly that. And he's touring his flute album.
That is crazy.
And it's 1 hour and 30 minutes straight of no pattern flute.
Gotcha. That is so funny.
But he and one of Outkast's big thing was like in their early tracks, especially they go "Hootie Hoo," like in between songs or
Gotcha. So
whatever.
he just does that on the.
He walked up and said "Flutie Hoo."
Gosh.
So there's a video of it out
That's
of doing
terrible.
that.
That's so
It
terrible.
is. Nintendo won a lawsuit against a emulator company called Yuzu that released a million copies of Tears of the Kingdom before it came out.
Oh, okay.
That company will officially be shut down now.
Because there are so many emulators out there, but I didn't know any of them that really threw brand new stuff out.
They threw it out before it came out.
That is
A
crazy.
million copies of Tears of the Kingdom went out before it was came out. But here's the thing, they're getting 2.4 million. Now, if you gave out a million copies of your brand new game, I would expect you to
They
get
have more than that.
more than that, but whatever.
It was crowdsourced.
The Community movie
Yeah.
is officially shooting this year.
But is Daniel Glover, is he going to be in it? All right.
They're scheduling every Peacock scheduling everything around his schedule to make sure he makes it in there. So that'll be in there. But Joel McHale said this week they are going to film it this year. Let's see. John Foreman of Switchfoot is
Yeah.
releasing his next solo album on March 31st. So excited about that.
Good deal.
He's been doing a thing where he puts one lyric a day for like from the songs and just on like a piece of paper. It's been pretty neat to
My
see.
son texted me that for a week. One
Okay.
line. And I was
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
what is this? I had no idea what it was.
And that's what it was. And I'm a big fan of his, and so I'm looking
That's
forward to
fun.
that. And let's see, what else? You
I got a comic book one.
got a comment? Tell me.
Alan Moore is putting out his final comic this year.
Shut your mouth.
Yeah, he's been doing this, he said, for 2 decades. This is going to be his final comic. He said he was going to retire from comics, but it's called The Moon and Serpent Bumper Book of Magic. So, as you can imagine, Alan Moore, it'll be a book about the occult and magic. And it's going to have, I think, 5 issues, maybe more, but there are 5 separate artists that are going to work on it. And it comes out in October.
That's awesome.
I know.
That's big news.
It is big news.
Mine's not that good after that. Paul Heyman is a wrestling announce not announcer. He's like a sidekick,
Gotcha. I know who you
but
mean. Yeah.
okay. He's being inducted to the Hall of
Like
Fame.
Paul Bearer.
Yes, same deal, but different shtick. But he's just a maniacal wise man or whatever. But he's gonna be inducted to Hall of Fame, which is interesting for
That's
that.
cool.
And then on retirement news, the wrestler Sting retired this
Yeah,
week.
like he's been wrestling for like 700 years.
Yeah, over 40.
Easy.
Yeah.
Because
And
I'm 56 and Sting was hot when I was in high school.
yeah.
Easy.
And so two of his sons came out dressed as two of his other characters
Really?
to for his retirement.
That's
So
fun.
like the American version of him and then the
Yeah,
all red version.
that's cool.
They came out for that. And I need to plug in somewhere else real quick because
I'll get it. You talk, I'll get it.
that it's not going. And then lastly, on other retirement news, Jason Kelce retired. The Eagles quarterback slash Taylor Swift's boyfriend's brother has retired. And will they had in a very emotional press conference with that and everything and how that went. And there we go. No, you were being funky, Cole Medina. So if this cuts out on y'all, my bad. My battery is doing weird things. I'm gonna try and shift this real quick. See if this makes a difference. Y'all, it might be
Cord issue.
a cord issue. Yeah, it's definitely a cord issue. So we're going to finish this real quick. Jason Kelce retired. Travis Kelce, lots of tears through the whole process and with it. And then lastly, in not retiring news, Matthew Lillard has officially confirmed that he's coming back for a reprisal of his Shaggy from Scooby-Doo, but with a it's a mystery as to what format. Yeah, that'll do it. I don't know if you can reach anything. But he is going to be coming back with that. So that's basically it for information. Want to take a quick bye to say thank you to our Patreon supporters. Todd Turner, who was sitting here the whole time. Colin Sproles, Jamie Montgomery, Matthew Coleman, Jonathan Herman, Ron Petit, Tesh Norton, Scott Ward, Alicia Benson, Candace Davis, Jay Sheet, Jillian, Jason Crutchfield, Mike Perna, this is where I would normally say Todd Turner, and Jonathan Jacobs. See if that works. That worked. Okay. So I gotta figure out which part. It's the my long one that's busted then, huh? My cable was weird. But thanks for hanging out with through all the jostling there. And John Jacobs, Zach Harris, Caleb Grimm, Jeanette Skaggs, Chris Poirier, Jason Bullock, Christina Ray, Sarah Lewis, Patrick Gale, Rebecca Godlove, and Adam Davis. Thank you all for supporting. You're making things like what we're doing this weekend possible. With hanging out at
Lexington Toy and Comic Convention.
Lexington Toy and Comic Convention. Yes.
Yes.
We're doing Geek Church on Sunday morning.
Sunday.
We're going to be doing a Avatar-ish message of adaptations and imitations. And I'll make sure that's posted for y'all that listen to it on the podcast. And then Todd's got his booth and he's rocking the mosaic fan art and telling people about how broken pieces can be made beautiful things. Ashley from Fangirling of Jesus is between us and the aisles, like a couple aisles over. And I'm over there in
Artist Alley.
Artist Alley,
I
holding it
know.
down. I
Hold
got
that
Carmen
down.
with me too, my small human who's doing a great job.
Fantastic.
So that's it for our Friday update. Thanks for taking time to listen and hope you have a great day.